Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. Today, I'm going to talk about animals and some B1 vocabulary. This podcast is going to be in the form of a quiz. I'm going to describe an animal, and I want you to try to guess what animal I'm talking about. I'll let you try to work it out for a moment, and then I'll tell you the answer. At the end of the podcast, I'll do one more, but you'll have to wait till tomorrow's podcast to find out if you're right. Animals are often used as symbols, so I'm going to start each clue by saying what the animal symbolises. I'm getting these symbolic meanings from the internet, and I'm not sure where they really come from. What's important is you learn the English words for the animals. If the animals symbolise something different in your country, why not leave a comment on the podcast page on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and let me know. I'll start with the symbol of power, or in some cases, the symbol of laziness. This animal is a very popular pet and likes to chase mice and birds. There are loads of famous cartoon characters that are this animal, and photos and videos of these animals were some of the first viral internet posts. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a cat. I think that was too easy and not really B1 vocabulary, but it got the ball rolling. The next animal is a hard worker and the symbol of industry. These animals are fantastic little insects that buzz around the countryside from flower to flower, pollinating crops and collecting nectar, which they take back to their hives and turn into honey. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a bee. There are lots of different bees. Honeybees are amazing because they make honey, but bumblebees are great too, because they're like little cuddly toys. The next animal is the symbol of good luck. It's very exciting for me whenever I see one of these, because we don't have many in the UK. We get little ones, but I've only ever seen a few. These animals are reptiles, and they're like tiny dinosaurs. In hot countries, you see these animals hanging around lights at night, waiting for bugs. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a lizard. I used to live in a hot place, and we had lots of gecko lizards that would chirp and fight on the ceiling. The next animal is the symbol of justice, but I'm not sure why. These animals have 8 legs, but they're not spiders. They have pincers, a bit like a crab at the front, and a curly tail with a sting. Some of them are quite dangerous as they have powerful venom that can kill a person. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a scorpion. We don't have these animals in the UK, which is something I'm quite happy about. The symbol of loyalty is a large, graceful bird that lives mostly on rivers and lakes. It's a large white bird with webbed feet that usually has an orange beak, though there are some with yellow beaks. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a swan. The next animal is the symbol of sensitivity. This is another one that I don't understand. I love these little animals, and we have lots of them in the UK. They're small mammals with a coat of spikes all over their backs. When you scare these animals, instead of running away, they roll into a ball so that their spikes protect them. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a hedgehog. The symbol of imagination. I really have no idea. These symbols make no sense to me. Anyhow, this animal lives in and around the sea, and it's a bit like a dog. They are mammals and live in colonies on rocky outcrops. They're pretty cute, especially when they're babies. There are lots of different types, and the biggest ones are huge with big wobbly noses. Do you know what animal I'm talking about? The answer is a seal. I saw one of these last week when I was on holiday, off the coast of Scotland. It just popped up in the sea, looked at me for a bit, and then dived underwater and was gone. Okay, so there you have 7 animals. The cat, bee, lizard, scorpion, swan, hedgehog, and seal. So now, it's time for a bonus. But I'm not going to tell you what it is till tomorrow. So, this animal is the symbol of death. It's a small mammal that can fly around. People used to think these animals were blind, but they can see. However, they also use echolocation to catch their prey, which is really cool. They're also associated with a famous superhero. If you know what animal I'm talking about, let me know in the comments on the podcast page on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk or on the Learn English Vocabulary Facebook page. I'll tell you the correct answer tomorrow. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.